I didn't hear you walk into the room while I was busy with my hands in the sink full of dishes. I first noticed as you positioned yourself behind me, one hand sliding around my waist, the other brushing the hair away from my ear as you whisper, "I want to fuck you right now." You let your lips linger in my ear for just a second, long enough for me to feel your closeness. The thought of what is going to follow sends bolts of tingling excitement pulsing through my body. As the wave reaches my neck, I shiver. And you start to kiss my neck, running your lips and tongue across the nape of my neck. Your free hand running down the arm of my t-shirt, down to my hip. You press me forward, pressing hard up against me before I can even try to move. Your cock is already hard inside your jeans. Oh, the bulge nestling between my cheeks as you gently grind your hard on against my ass. Placing my hands on the sink, I push myself back to meet your rhythmic motion. I know how much you like grinding on my ass. As you step back, leaving me bent over, holding on to the edge of the sink, you spot the cooking spoon I have just washed on the draining board. You reach for it. And as you move, I feel something brush around my leg. Looking down between my outstretched arms, and I see it's your hard cock, now free. "Touch it," you tell me. "I want to feel the long length that will soon be inside me." This thought causes an impulsive contraction of my pussy that stays my hand for a moment as I realize how damp my panties are. Tentatively, I reach out my hand, smoothing my fingers across your swollen end, exploring it with my fingertips and thumb. The temptation to grasp it overcomes me. As I crawl my fingers around its width, you let out a soft moaning sound that thrills me. The thought that I'm giving you pleasure, heightening my own arousal. Then, you bring the large, round head of the spoon down against the very top of my exposed left ass cheek. I yelp in a mixture of pain and surprise. "You shit," I say as I look back over my shoulder at you. But I grip your cock even harder, telling you that the pain is a pleasure, and I want more. You lean over me and press your hand over the red welts, making me buck forward slightly. "Let me guess that better for you," you say, dropping onto your knees behind me. You rake your fingers from the small of my back down to my hips, catching the waistband of my leggings with your fingertips. You work them under the tight fabric as you kiss the swollen patches you have created. You begin to ease the material down, revealing the top of the black thong I'm wearing. As you tug them down further over my beautiful, round, possibly burst ass, you move your lips across the smooth skin emerging, alternating between hot, passionate kisses and gentle nibbles. Finally, the top cloth can take no more. and brushes my skin as you pull them down off my ass. You grab both of my ass cheeks, one in each hand, and squeeze them, noticing how this makes me squirm. Another pleasurable wave moves over my body. Don't stop. It feels so good, I plead. You squeeze more firmly this time, kneading the pliable flesh within them in circles. I rock back and forth, murmuring at this pleasurable assault. You notice my hand has found its way into my top, and I am gently pawing at my breast, mimicking what you are doing behind me. You quickly slide my leggings down to my ankles, removing them first from one leg, then the other. I gasp as I feel your tongue roll up the back of my knee. You follow that path up the back of my thigh, sending a huge shiver up me. I clench my ass cheeks together as your tongue gets closer to my asshole. With my leggings gone, you gently force my thighs apart. I now stand straddling your face, giving you a perfect view of my ass and pussy. You must be able to see how turned on I am. Push your face in closer, and I wonder what the scent of me does to you. Your cock is rigid now, and this has me aching for some part, any part of you. So horny. You run your fingers down my ass. My knees buckle as your probing fingertips connect with its sensitive inside, and I let out an involuntary fuck. Not yet, but soon, you say, as your index and middle finger gently slide around my opening. Clockwise and slow circular motions, they press the fabric inside of me. With each rotation, they get more and more soaked. My breathing is quickening. I'm so turned on and ready for you. There's no resistance from my hot, slick cunt as two fingers slip right inside my wetness. The sensation of your fingers unexpectedly entering causes a warming rush of sheer ecstasy. Oh, fuck me. I whimper as the feeling almost knocks me off my feet. You can see I'm struggling to stay in control and decide to tease me even further. I know how you love seeing me squirm. Whether it's on your hand, your tongue, or your cock. Your fingers slip out of my pussy, and I breathe out deeply, steadying myself against the sink edge. You're now standing behind me, and I feel your hard cock pressed up against me once more. Your naked skin feels like fire next to mine as you slowly guide it to the small gap below my pussy. My hand reaches down underneath to play with your head. I wonder if you could come just from this, as I bathe your head in my juices. Feeling your arms underneath mine, and grab my throat with one hand. Your fingers, still wet with my fluids, find my mouth. I open up, sucking your fingers. Taste myself, and let out a guttural moan. Your other hand is cupping the warm water in the sink as I begin gently rolling back your foreskin with my light touch. You splash handfuls of the water down my front, soaking my top. And as the water begins to cool, I can feel my nipples tighten and go hard. It doesn't take long for you to give them some needed attention. Let's get you out of those wet things, you say, the wicked look in your eye. I extend my arms over my head, and as you take it off, you spin me around to face you. Now, face to face, you take me in your strong arms. I rest one hand against your chin. The other moves up and runs through your hair. You kiss me passionately. Oh, your lips sliding over mine. I bite gently with your lower lip as it passes between mine. We rock and crash against the counters as we lose ourselves together. I can't get enough of your mouth. I rake my nails down your back, which drives you wild. You lean forward and grab me under my sexy ass, easily lifting me up onto the countertop. I barely notice how cold it is with my blood pumping so hard. You kiss my neck, running your mouth over my collarbones as you cup a breast in your hand, your thumb brushing around its hard point. Your mouth follows soon after. You run your tongue over my skin, teasing me, going everywhere but my nipple. I lean back, enjoying the attention. One breast in your hand, the other being given the full attention of your mouth. I place my hand between my legs and begin very slowly and gently rubbing up and down with two fingers, caressing myself, making the occasional involuntary moan and whimper. I want to come for you, I whisper. You know I'm close. I know you love to just watch me come. The look of bliss and exhilaration as I do really turns you on. It turns me on to do it for you too. You step back, running your hand up and down your full length. I look at it through half-closed eyes. The sight of you pulling hard on the erection I've given you pushes me over the edge. Shit. Fuck. Let it all go. Not able to edge any longer. My legs jumping and shuddering involuntarily. Oh, as I ride the unstoppable waves of pleasure. Oh, that wash over me. Making me deaf and blind and oblivious. Oh, my orgasm in front of you, for you, all for you. Oh.